With a smartphone in everyone's pockets today, everybody has the technological means to become an online content creator. But what does it take to truly create art, not just for views, but for personal growth and healing, and of course, for the betterment of your community? OutLoud is an initiative that works with young people who are either emerging artists at risk or looking for a way to make a difference all through art. Their goal is very clear, to amplify local voices and empower local people through art. Finn, their CEO and artistic director of OutLoud, is joining us now on Friday Drive. Please welcome to the program.
Thanks so much, Danny. It's wonderful to be here.
Sorry, I was talking so quick there in the introduction. I'm just so excited because I want to find out more about OutLoud and what it is that the organization does.
So we are a youth and their communities arts organisation. We're based on Darragland in the beautiful Bankstown Arts Centre. We work with young people from around Western Sydney. We do a range of projects across many, many different art forms, music, visual arts, screen printing, journalism. And all the thing that unites all our programs is that we work with professional artists and service providers to create a really holistic approach to working with young people and helping them to make art about things that they care about, and giving them the opportunity to have their voices be heard through lots of different artistic means.
That's wonderful, and it's been going since 1991.
That's right.
That's amazing. And sort of obviously throughout that time, you would have obviously worked with some fantastic artists. So have you seen sort of their career progression as part of their work with OutLoud?
So before we were known as OutLoud, we were called BIDS, the Bankstown Youth Development Service. And there's been thousands and thousands of young people who have made their arts careers or their other careers through starting with us. There's amazing people like Roslyn Odes. We work with the Bankstown Poetry Slam. So they come into our space. That was a project that we nurtured. 4E Elements Music Festival, we support them.
Oh, we love 4E Elements Music Festival here at 2SER. Don't you worry about that.
They are amazing. So we're really proud to be able to support young people to make their own work, and then they often fly with it and it gets bigger and bigger.
And for people who want to join, what's your definition of youth? Because I'm like in my mid-40s, but I wear a lot of baseball caps. Would I qualify?
Well, we definitely would welcome you as an audience member, Danny. we look at young people as being anyone up to the age of 24, but we're not too strict on that. Basically, if you're an emerging artist, you can be, you know, we can stretch that age limit a little bit.
And it must be
really,
make
sure you're still getting support.
It must be really exciting to see sort of how arts has grown there in Western Sydney over the last little while. It's very much becoming an artistic epicentre of Sydney.
Absolutely. The Western Sydney Arts Alliance, which is a network that OutLoud's really proud to be part of, it's a group of all of the arts organisations around Western Sydney. We put out a calendar. There's just come out for November. There's hundreds and hundreds of things happening in Western Sydney all the time, and it's really exciting to be part of it. I think especially during the lockdown, that did not stop us here at OutLoud. We were still running open studio, where we would have young artists zooming in to get help or feedback or support from their artworks, their grant applications, their writing, their music. We were running our projects, which we normally run in schools. We were happy to be able to run them in our youth homeless refuges that we partner with. There's just no stopping us coming up. We've got some micro residencies, so people who still are feeling like they want to stay indoors, we'll be live streaming artists working on their practice, and you'll be able to talk to them and find out about how they're doing, what they're doing, while having a chat with them, coming up in November and December.
Awesome, and hopefully a bit more face-to-face stuff there for 2022 for OutLoud.
so much planned. We've just been looking at our programming for the next year, and I think our producer nearly had a little faint when she saw how much we've got going on. We're really, really excited. From January all the way through December, we have things happening every single month, often three or four things happening every single month. So please, yeah, jump on to our Facebook, our website. We'll have opportunities for young artists to get upskilled, to learn new skills for their practice, to try out new art forms, to do things. We'll be doing some screen printing workshops, so teaching you how to make your own slogans on your t-shirts, on your tote bags, on your posters. All of those kinds of stuff.
And it's outloud.org.au is the website to go and check out what's happening for the rest of the year and into 2022. I guess you can also sign up to get involved at outlook.org.au.
And if you prefer social media, you can find us on TikTok, you can find us on Instagram, you can find us on Facebook.
Okay, when you just said that you're on TikTok, that's when I realised, oh, hang on, I'm not in that youth demographic. I can only be involved as a spectator, but I'd be happy to do so. And also at Outloud Arts at Instagram. Finn from Outloud, thank you so much for joining us here on Friday Drive.
Thank